last year everybody learned about this kind of working conditions in Bangladesh.
Yep.
My question for you is now, how can this happen in Europe?
Actually, it is good that we now have the attention on a country like Italy in Europe, as well as we had the attention in Bangladesh, to see that this can actually also happen closer to home in a European country. In Italy, we consider the risks less higher than in a country like Bangladesh, because we know of functioning institutions in Italy that can guarantee a basic safety or guarantee basic working rights for workers in the garment industry. But unfortunately, as this incident shows us now, it can also happen in Italy because there is a large informal sector in Italy where the conditions, working conditions, are very difficult to monitor. And that has to do with the fact that there are a lot of illegal migrants working in the garment industry, and like you said, mostly Chinese migrants, and that those companies mostly fall outside of the formal structures and systems that Italy has to offer. And that's why it's a huge risk of sourcing or having production in Italy if you do not know exactly where your products or where your goods are made. In Italy, in the garment industry, many factories subcontract part of the production to other factories. That means they outsource part of the production to other factories, and it makes it very difficult to get control of all the locations of the supply chain. And that is why things like this, unfortunately, can also happen in Italy.
Do you find similar conditions in other European countries?
We find similar conditions in the sense that subcontracting is common in other European countries, such as Portugal, for instance, as well. But the large number of Chinese migrants in Italy is a very, it's a big specific problem for Italy, because a city like Prato has so many Chinese textile companies, and a lot of workers are employed in that sector who are not registered. So those workers are not known to the labor bureau, for instance.
Who is profiting from this kind of conditions?
Unfortunately, it is what keeps the Italian textile industry also so big and so important still, because the label made in Italy is a very well-known label and is very important to consumers. And brands who make their products in Italy, they, of course, profit from that label, because in general, it is the sense that if you produce clothes in Italy, it is of good quality and it is made under good conditions. But we know now, and we've known for some time already, that that is not a guarantee. So things like this, like happening in Bangladesh, can also happen in Italy.
Your organization, the Fairwear Foundation, already indicated the problem of the bad working conditions of migrant workers in the Italian textile industry. Has there been any response on this before?
We've known this for some time, and we identified the risks of subcontracting and of many illegal migrants working in the textile industry. And that's why we ask our brands to pay specific attention to that region of Prato, specifically in Italy.
But your brands does mean just certified brands?
I can only say something about the brands that are a Fairwear Foundation member. Mm. Research in this case, if the factory where this fire happened, if it is in our system, but because of this problem about subcontracting, it could be the case that that brands do not know that this factory is producing clothes for them.
We are used to companies leaving European countries in order to profit from lower wages and less workers' rights in other countries.
Mm-hmm.
Now it looks possible to bring the bad conditions to Europe. Aren't there European standards of workers' rights?
Yes, you would think in a country like Italy, because they are a member of the EU, there are a lot of institutes and laws and legislations that guarantee decent working conditions. For instance, the minimum wage. The problem is that in factories like this, a subcontractor, a Chinese subcontractor, they fall outside of that formal system because they are unregistered workers, but also because there is not enough of a control mechanism of the Italian government and regional provinces.
That leads me to my next question. How could political institutions fight this kind of working situation?
What is important is that workers in the Italian garment industry, especially the unregistered workers, that they have a place where they can go if their rights are violated. So the Italian government is responsible for setting up a system that can guarantee those rights. So functioning trade unions and also a good control mechanism. Part of the responsibility of the brands who source in Italy, they need to make sure that they visit the company where their products are made. So they need to monitor the factory, they need to know exactly what the location is, and they need to be able to control those different factories. And that's how you can make improvements in working conditions.
What can consumers do? They normally don't have a clue about the working conditions.
That is very difficult for the consumer to find out the right information. But what they can do is look at their favorite brands and see what they do to have a monitoring system and improve labor conditions. So they can check, for instance, the brands of Fair Wear Foundation. They can look up what kind of CSR policies the brand has. And most importantly, ask questions. Keep raising the issue so that there is attention for this. And be aware as a consumer that a brand should take the responsibility to source from factories that have good working conditions.